Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Hazal tell us the 10 makot which Hashem brought upon the Mitzrim were midah keneged midah, measure for measure, for what they did to the Bnei Yisrael. For example, because the Mitzrim drowned the Jewish babies in the Nile, thereby spilling their blood, Hashem turned the Nile into blood. Because the Mitzrim kept the Jews up at night and woke them very early with loud noises to go to work, Hashem brought the frogs to croak and keep them up late at night and early in the morning. Because the Mitzrim didn't allow the Jews to wash in their bathhouses, as a result, they got lice, Hashem brought lice upon the Mitzrim. Because the Mitzrim forced the Jews to go into the forests to trap dangerous animals and laugh at them while they did it, Hashem brought all of those dangerous animals to come and harm them. And the list continues. Hashem also rewards midah keneged midah, measure for measure. And sometimes those rewards are so obvious, they give us a lot of chizuk. A Hatzalah member told me he got a phone call this past Motzei Shabbat to tend to a woman who was acting incoherently. On his way there, he was told that her son spent Shabbat in the hospital with her husband and she was home all by herself. Her son called to check up on her after Shabbat. She didn't answer the first couple of times he called, but he kept calling. And when she finally picked up, he sensed something was very wrong. The Hatzalah member was then given the code to the front door, and he arrived on the scene with another Hatzalah member. The woman couldn't answer any questions they asked her. They tested to see if she was having a stroke. Then they tested her sugar level. It showed that her sugar level was at 30. He said if it would have been at 80, that's considered low. 30 is borderline near death. They immediately gave her soda and sweets. And 25 minutes later, Baruch Hashem, she seemed to come back to herself, asking the Hatzalah members how they got into her home. They went to the hospital for further testing, and in the ambulance, the Hatzalah member was telling this woman, because her son kept calling her, it saved her life. If he would have waited another 30 minutes, it could have been a disaster. When he said that, the medic corrected him, saying, no, in another 15 minutes, it would have been too late. When they arrived at the hospital, the Hatzalah member told the son that he saved his mother's life by continuing to call her. And if it would have been 15 minutes more, it would have been too late. When the son heard those words, he told the Hatzalah member, Hashem is great. And then proceeded to tell him about an episode which took place 7 years before this. He was driving in Far Rockaway, and while stopped at a red light, he saw a woman on the corner who seemed to be acting incoherently. She was walking into the street and then going back onto the sidewalk again and again. He pulled over and asked her if she was okay. When she didn't respond, he called Hatzalah. He waited for them to come and do some testing on this woman. Finally, they discovered the problem. Her sugar level was extremely low, and they began treating her. One of the Hatzalah members there went over to this man and said, you're the one who called us? Yes, he replied. You saved this woman's life. If you would have waited another 15 minutes, it would have been too late. The man then told this Hatzalah member, I cared enough to stop and help somebody out, and now Hashem helped me help my own mother. And I'm being told the exact same words I heard 7 years ago. If it would have been another 15 minutes, it would have been too late. Every chesed that we do eventually comes back to help us. Have a great day.